So how's the season going for you? Middle of the playoff hunt and playing pretty well. About what you expected?
I guess there have been some surprises and bumps and bruises, if you will. But I'm glad we're sort of in the thick of things. Glad that this game has a lot of meaning for us.
Your numbers are very similar to Matthew Stafford's. Obviously, because of where you both have been drafted, there's going to be comparisons. Where does Stafford rank in guys that you've, watched and taken things from maybe over the years?
Well, I've always been really impressed by Matthew and his ability to play the game and his ability to make all the throws and just handle himself well. I think he's a great role model for younger quarterbacks, middle school, high school right now. So I've always been very impressed with him.
How much has Reggie Wayne helped you?
Yeah, he's been invaluable. I mean, he's a great team leader, great locker room guy, and he's a great football player. He's definitely, always had a good influence on our offense. Our offense, he's the key to it, and makes me look good a couple times.
What's the toughest thing about starting right away as a rookie, at quarterback?
Toughest thing. Good question. I think it's trying to be consistent and not getting too down if you lose a game or throw multiple picks, and not getting too high if you end up winning games.
You've been sacked, I think it's 26 times, and seven guys that have hit you have been fined for those hits. How have you responded to that? I mean, is that kind of the punishment you expected at this level?
I understand that guys are bigger, faster, stronger. And I've never felt like I've been unfairly targeted by anybody on the defense. But I also realize, hopefully I'll continue to learn, through experience about how maybe to not take a hit, about throwing a ball away or sliding and what have you. I know I've put myself in vulnerable positions every now and then to get hit. I guess you expect to get hit when you go in your first year.
Anything as vulnerable as Matt Schaub on Thanksgiving?
Say that again?
Anything as vulnerable as Matt Schaub on Thanksgiving?
I don't know about that.
Hey, Andrew, what if Sue tries that on you, what would your reaction be?
Say that again?
If Sue tries that against you, kicking you in the groin, what would your reaction be to that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
You ever been kicked in the groin on the football field?
No, I have not.
How tough was it for you to take over Peyton Manning's team and make that team your own?
I don't feel like it's any one person's team. I've never felt that way of all the teams I've been on. But I understood the situation coming in. But the guys in the locker room have been great. They've never put me in awkward positions by saying, you should do this because he would do this, or you should do this, or this is how we do it because of this. So guys in the locker room have been great, and coaches and everybody in the building has been great. So that's made it much easier.
And what did you do to make sure that this wasn't a rebuilding year without Peyton, but to actually be able to have them where they're at right now?
I think, as teammates, we all, had confidence in each other. I trusted the coaches. I think coaches trusted us. We get great plans every week to go out there and try and execute. And just work hard. I don't think anybody in the locker room, no one wanted to lose. We all prepared to win. So it's worked out. Some weeks it hasn't worked out. Other weeks, but we'll keep grinding.
What have you noticed most about Detroit's defense? Whether it be their vulnerability or their strengths?
Yeah, I think a great front four. Obviously, really, probably seven, eight guys that play at a high level up there, and really good players all around. I think very good in the red zone, which will be tough for us to get points of, but so it'll be a tough matchup.
This is week 13. Have you felt yourself hit any kind of wall, either physically or mentally at this point?
No, I do realize realize it's a long season, and I can't afford to hit the wall, you know, in the position we're in.
Right.
So I'll try to stave that off till the end of the season.
Andrew, why has your team struggled a little bit on the road this year?
That's a good question. I know if you look at it, we've turned the ball over a lot on the road, and that's something, you know, we can't do if we want to have a chance to win versus, you know, the Lions.
You guys have had some success in close games. What do you attribute that to?
I think, one, we've got a great kicker in Adam Vinatieri, who's, you know, won a bunch of games. And I think guys just sort of, you know, not getting too caught up in the moment and just sort of playing football.
You guys have made the best out of your coach's health situation. How much is that emotion driving this team right now?
Yeah, obviously a tough situation without, you know, Coach Pagano here in the building. And I think, you know, definitely earlier on it was a little more difficult, but a little more emotional going out on the field. But, you know, we play for him every game. You know, his presence is always felt, whether, you know, he's actually standing in the locker room or sitting up at his suite at the game or, you know, at home while we're at practice. So, you know, we definitely play for him.
Detroit's on a 3-game slide. Do you think teams that are losing are more vulnerable, or do you think they're more dangerous because of the...
I don't know. I think every situation's different. I know you just sort of try and, you know, win the next one. So I could tell you.
Can you describe the locker room when Chuck, you know, talked to you guys, for the first time when he came back?
Yeah, he is a lot, very emotional. Sort of great to see him, you know, in the flesh, tangible, to see him out and about. And I think. He's improving every day, it was very emotional.
We talked a little bit about Reggie Wayne. He's being used a lot differently this year, a lot more motion, a lot more in the slot. Was that decision to maximize his talent or to kind of help ease your transition into the league?
Not sure. I've never explicitly asked BA about it, but I think, you know, that position suits his skills, and moving around, and maybe it's easier for, you know, him to get open and what have you, and get in more ball catching positions. Maybe a little to do with the latter thing you said. I think a little both, I guess.
What can you say how much Drew Stanton has helped you, if at all? How much having him around?
Yeah, Drew's been great. obviously, he's a true professional. He's helped me out, you know, on field, off the field stuff. Great guy, and smart. You know, sort of has helped me, you know, organize a week. You know, how to be a quarterback.
I suppose he's been in the defensive meeting room this week, breaking down the Lions' offense for them guys.
I'm not sure.
Anything else really surprise you about your rookie season, or maybe even how much success you've been able to have?
No, I do realize now, you know, how much bigger, faster, stronger everybody is, you know, and how good, you know, every team really is.